Well, hello, 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 and welcome to the terrific Tuesday teleclass. I would like to thank everyone for joining me here today on the terrific Tuesday teleclass, because time is that most valuable commodity that we have, the only commodity that we can't replace. It's amazing what we can replace in the world these days. Today, I want you to grab a piece of paper and a pen that writes. Write down today's date. Today is Tuesday, August the 11th. And my name is Carla, and my direct email is carla@retirewithcarla.com. And my direct phone number is 778-835-4032. And you have dialed into the terrific Tuesday teleclass. And should you have any questions and you're too shy to ask them on the line, please do send me an email at that carla@retirewithcarla.com or give me a call at 778-835-4032. And I will do my best to answer your call, your question on the call, or I can also send you a direct response. I am looking for people who are wanting to be coached and mentored to play in a team environment, learn to build a business that's going to take you on that journey to financial freedom, and playing in the team environment is so much better because everyone supports everyone else. So grab that piece of paper and the pen that writes, and we're going to dive right in, writing down today's date, Tuesday, August the 11th. And today I want to talk about quitting. And we all go through the process of wanting to quit. It's human nature. Things get too hard. Things get out of hand. Too many things to do. It's just too hard. Well, I'm inviting you, not yet. Not yet. Don't quit yet. If you are attempting to make money online, build a multi-level marketing business, develop your home business, it takes time. When you think about the athletes, and have they done it by themselves? No, they've been in a team environment. When you think about the Biggest Loser, have they done it alone? No, they have been in a team environment. They have had coaches. They have had people that they're in competition with. When you have that little bit of competition, it helps you, it assists you in moving forward stronger, faster, more belief, more faith in yourself. Everyone can do athletics of some sort. Everyone can lose weight. And some people are more successful than others. That's just the way it is. But you can lose the weight, make money online, build that team. You're looking for the team that's going to take you to the finish line. Because quitting, just think about it. Where will your life be in 5 years if you quit? Take down, demolish all your dreams, all your goals, all the visions you had for the future, what your business was going to look like, what your life was going to look like. Building with a team in a multi-level marketing venture is critical. And finding the team that fits you, that suits you, so that when that feeling comes over you that you want to quit, and it will come, then you would be surrounded by people who are going to assist you, coach you, mentor you. And trust me, there are times where I kick people in the butt. There are times where I kick myself in the butt. And right now is one of those very times. I just had my birthday. And what goes with birthdays but eating birthday cakes and hanging out with your family and your friends? And I admit it, I ate way too much cake. And when I do that, it can take me out. If I eat too much cake, I put too much sugar in my system, it'll take me and it'll start me in that downward spiral. And it is the team that gets me out of it. The team that supports me and assists me in doing what I know I need to do in order to get out of that downward spiral. The team, when you have those kinds of feelings, is huge. The other thing that you want to keep in mind to assist you is it's not about you. Now, here is a great quote. You are not here merely to make a living. You are here in order to enable the world to live more amply, with greater vision, with a finer spirit of hope and achievement. You are here to enrich the world, and you impoverish yourself if you forget that errand. And that's a quote by Woodrow Wilson, the 28th President of the United States. Now, this quote is so true because it's not about you. If you are not out there enriching the world, you will impoverish yourself. So take a look around you. Who is impoverished? Figure out who they are and get away from them. They are not the team that you want to be surrounding yourself with. Now, in every single country in the world, in every race in the world, people quit. They give up. They give up on life. They throw in the towel. I have some people who are very close to me, or pardon me, used to be very close to me, who have thrown in the towel. They give up on their dreams. And they may once have tried for success. They pushed themselves and they attempted to get it done, but they quit. You may hide from your choices. You may see them as something that's scary, but they really don't have to be. Practically all of the decisions that you make on a daily basis have the power to transform you and your life into something spectacular. Because you know what? There are millions of people out there right now who are living their dreams, and you can do it too. You need to make that decision that you are never going to give up on your dreams. Like the Napoleon Hill quote, quitters never win and winners never quit. Be the winner that never quits. It is amazing how many people give up. It's too hard. So our goal is to sponsor 1,000 children with foster parents plan. Now that is a goal that fits right into Woodrow Wilson's quote. Enable the world to live more amply, with greater vision, with a finer spirit of hope and achievement. You, just like me, we're both here to enrich the world. We're both going to impoverish ourselves if we forget that that's why we're here. Because it's not about you. I know our coach, John DeLemme, had an exercise for us. We were at a Lifestyle Freedom Club event in Atlanta, Georgia last year. And when we all walked into the room, we thought it seemed kind of strange to see this great big wooden rocking chair at the front of the room. Because if you've ever seen John DeLemme speak, or even if you've heard him on a CD, he is not a person who sits down. And we asked about the rocking chair at the front of the room, and he said, no, you'll find out, you'll find out. And he wouldn't tell us right up front what it was all about. And later on, as we went through the opening and everything of the event that we were at, we're still looking at that rocking chair and wondering what it's there for. And finally, John got around to, okay, now's the time. So he said, I want a volunteer to come up and sit in this chair. So someone immediately got up, someone who was very close to the chair, got up and went and sat in it. And the exercise was, when you are in old age, when you are however old you believe you will be, and you're sitting on the front porch, in the living room, wherever, in a rocking chair, what do you want to look back on your life and see? What do you want to look back on your life and be able to say? And for some of us, that was quite the exercise. And my turn came, and I got up, and I sat in that chair, and I actually had very little to say, other than when I'm old and gray and sitting in my rocking chair, I want the world to be a better place because Carla McNeil was here. And I have a multitude of things that I care about, just like I'm sure you do too. I care about the environment. My husband Don and I are avid recyclers. We consciously buy with less packaging. We're supporters of the United Way here in the Lower Mainland of Vancouver. We care about the animals. We have adopted dogs and cats from, well, not the cat. The two dogs came, they were rescued. We want the world to be a better place I want the world to be a better place because Carla McNeil was here. So don't quit. Do not quit. Not yet. Even though it may seem hard, it will be much harder 5 years from now to look back and go, oh my gosh, I would be there by now if I hadn't quit. I wasted all those years. So make that decision. I'm moving forward. I am a winner. In fact, grab that piece of paper and pen that writes and write that down. I am a winner. And winners never quit. I am a winner, and winners never quit. And three things that you can do right now to assist you to have the strength, the motivation, the willpower to be in the right team, in the right place. When you join the McNeil Championship team, you are in the right place. Number one, make that decision. Decide, I'm going to de-associate from those negative people. I am going to de-associate from the people who've thrown in the towel, from the people who've given up on life. And I'm going to de-associate from the people who it's all about them. Those people will drag you down just as easily as the ones who have given up and laugh at you and nag at you. So decide to de-associate from those negative people and act above normal. You are here to enrich the world, and you will impoverish yourself if you forget that errand. Do you want to be poor? I doubt it very much. I doubt it very much. So make a decision. Number one, make that decision. You're never going to quit. You're committing to your dream. You're committing to your business. You're committing to your why. And you are moving forward. Number two, daily habits. What are your daily habits that you have to assist you in moving forward? So even right now, when I am in this spiral, brought about by my own choices, my own habits, my own decisions. I was the one who ate all that cake. I was the one who did all that bad eating. And I know how that affects me. I know better. So the daily habit. Luckily, I have a lot of success habits that are already ingrained, that are already embedded in my life. John DeLemmy's Why Rollover, I get up every morning for first seven minutes of my day, and I speak my dream out loud. I speak it out loud over and over again. Mostly I'm talking to the cat. Doesn't matter. It's how I start my day. It's how I set it up. I listen to motivational teachings every day. What are your daily habits? Are you programming your dream for success, or are you programming your dream for failure? So I'm listening to the motivational, inspirational words of wisdom, whether they come from John DeLemmy, Laurel Langemeyer, Bob Proctor, Jack Canfield. Find the ones that you connect with. This teleclass, the Terrific Tuesday teleclass, listen to them over and over and over again, because you don't learn something by reading it once or listening to it once. You've got to get it embedded in your system. Number three, be emotionally fit. This can be the most challenging. Being emotionally fit. When those words come into your head, oh, this isn't for me, I'm never going to, oh, it costs too much money, I don't have any money, I owe too much money, I don't have any time. Negative thoughts, cancel, cancel, cancel. Just say, cancel. And say the complete opposite, because the war of words being fought inside of you is what will make you or break you. If you decide, when you decide that you are going to win that war of words, it will become easier and easier to catch yourself in the negative words. And it will become easier and easier to say, cancel. I am a millionaire. I have all the time for all the things that I love to do. I am living the lifestyle that I've always dreamed. Don't take the words lightly. You've got to build on that every single day. So don't quit. Don't quit. Just like the athletes, the people on The Biggest Loser, don't quit. You are not here merely to make a living. You are here in order to enable the world to live more amply, with greater vision, with a finer spirit of hope and achievement. You are here to enrich the world, and you impoverish yourself if you forget that errand. Woodrow Wilson, 28th President of the United States of America. Three things that you can do right now. You can make the decision to deassociate with negative people and the quitters. You can build your daily habits, your daily success habits, programming your own dream with those success habits, and you can become even more emotionally fit by battling that war of words, by getting in there and battling that war of words. Now, I believe you can do it. I know, and I have seen it over and over and over again. People who decide they are going to win, they surround themselves with pictures, people, recordings, movies, DVDs, surround themselves with winners. They win. It is a matter of making that decision. I am a winner. Quitters never win, and winners never quit. So do not quit. You can do what you set your mind to do. We all make decisions on a daily basis. So decide right now. Go to the phone. Call 778-835-4032. Leave your name and number and say, I am a winner. I am a winner. I want to be on that winning team. Send an email, Carla@retirewithcarla.com. That's C-A-R-L-A at R-E-T-I-R-E-W-I-T-H-C-A-R-L-A. .com and say, I am a winner. What does it take to get on the McNeil Championship team? Give me your name and your number and we'll talk and we'll find out. Because I believe you can do it. When you make up your mind, you will get it done. I'd like to thank you very much for joining me here on the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. You have been dialed in to 218-862-7200, bridge number 549-706. And I look forward to all your questions and comments. Please do keep them coming. I'd love to read them. And as always, hang in there, and thanks very much for joining me on the Terrific Tuesday teleclass.